every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Good evening and welcome aboard to another week, another edition, Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell, Dominic Jimenez back in the air chair and taking care of us here as we take you up to the top of the next hour here, part of Sports Overnight America. Jeff and Jen a little bit later on, alternating hours throughout the night, without a doubt. NFL football. You have to really start there, and that's where we will. We'll go around. I mean, Sunday night, you had the Patriots pick off the Bills. Big win there. You know, you get these ESPN, you know, these ratings and this other stuff. I mean, I think we got to calm down on the Patriots. It's a big win, but, you know, still 2-2. You can't exactly hoist them, you know, into a this idea of, you know, they're a lock for the playoffs. We have a long, long way to go. But it was a crazy weekend. I mean, you know, listen, Miami blows a horrific lead. I mean, they were up 17-0 and then got outscored, 27-7. And now Mike McDaniel and owner Steve Ross, which is customary, they huddled after the game and, you know, they both expressed frustration with one another. And so who knows? McDaniel could certainly be on the hot seat in Miami. Look, they fired Soprano, Philbin, Flores, Gase. I mean, he doesn't have a lot of patience, Stephen Ross. So that's where we'll start there with the Dolphins. And then, you know, the Titans and Saints both got their first wins. The Giants, you know, 1 week you're all excited. If you're a Giant fan, you know, you get Jackson Dart in there. The end of a very short-lived Russell Wilson era, and then they go to New Orleans, lay an egg. You could see that coming a mile away. What you couldn't see coming was Arizona falling flat on their face. You really couldn't. You could not see that, and Tennessee gets their first win of the year. And the other one, and that, you know, that early window, you had a morning game, of course, with Vikings over the Browns 21-17, but the afternoon window was horrific. I mean, here in Iowa, we got in Des Moines, we got the Eagles, Broncos, and while that, you know, is a nice win, first loss of the year for the Eagles, the game was hideously boring. It really and truly was. So, baseball front and center as well. The Yankees come limping home, bloodied in New York. We're coming right back.
Fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
As a fan, you know all the important sports cliches. And when you save money by bundling your home and auto with Progressive, you can get out there and give it 110%, even though that's mathematically impossible. And remember, failure is not an option. Well, it's always an option, just not a good one. But you're not worried, because you've got ice in your veins. You're on fire. How can both of those things be true at the same time? Well, that's between you and your doctor. So get out there and leave it all on the field. Leave what? Who cares? Just leave it and save with a bundle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year, and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
All right, we're talking the world of sports and a whole lot more. We're going to have Omar Vizquel, 11-time Gold Glove winner. Started his career in Seattle, went to Cleveland, had a lot of tours of duty, including he was with the Tigers as a coach. So Omar will kind of be our playoff insider as we now hit the middle of the divisional round. Phillies, Dodgers, Brewers, Cubs. I just say this real quick, and I'll save most of this for Omar. That was a big win by the Dodgers in game one. It really was. Down 3-0, Ohtani on the hill, and they came roaring back. And Hernandez is just killing the ball right now. He is just tearing the cover off the ball. And what we saw in Seattle the last two nights, Saturday and Sunday, my Lord. I mean, 2-3-2 games. They got Skubal, tied it up 2-2, and then Detroit was down, tied it up 2-2, had opportunities, and Seattle found a way. They got a big hit, and lo and behold, 3-2, they get the win. That series now will head to Detroit. Flaherty will go in that game for the Tigers, game three, and then you got the Yankees, Rodon in game three, and they hope to get to game four. In the Bronx later on this week with Cam Schlitter, who was outstanding in closing out the Red Sox. Absolute gem. Eight innings, five hits, struck out 12, didn't walk anybody. It was as good a performance that you could possibly script for the Yankees, but it didn't matter who they threw out there this week. This weekend, Toronto just absolutely walloped the Yankees. Both those games were just bludgeonings, and it was unwatchable after a while. You had to turn it off. I mean, there's nothing to see. I mean, the one on Sunday, 13-7, but it was 12-0 before you could shake a stick at it. So there you go. All right. The NFL, listen, the big games were the night games, okay? You know, and some people gripe about it, but Thursday night with the Niners taking out the Rams, but I mean, if you saw that coming, go buy a lottery ticket, huh? Great job out of the Niners. Mac Jones paying dividends. That was just a gritty performance. It really and truly was. So you got to give the Niners a lot of credit. They're going through a tough stretch. I mean, when you don't have Kittle, you don't have Purdy, you don't have Jennings, you don't have Bosa, and to come up and play the way they did was nothing short of amazing. So great job out of the Niners there. And then, you know, Sunday night you got the Patriots with that win, and you got to love it. Diggs, you know, Stephon Diggs, who, of course, was in Buffalo, outstanding player. What did he have, 11 or 12 catches? But, the play of quarterback Drake May is nothing short of sensational for the Patriots. And to wit what he did on that last drive, I mean, he is being thrown to the ground, tackled to the ground, and has the presence of mind to release before the knee hits Diggs. They get the first down, sets up the 52-yard game-winning field goal, 15 seconds to go, two desperation plays by the Bills, and that's all she wrote. So 14-game home winning streak at home for Buffalo goes down the drain. And then the other night game is, tonight with Kansas City and Jacksonville at Jacksonville. And I'll say it right now, this is a game both teams – really, this is a woodshed game when you think about it. Starting with Kansas City, you know, that's a fan base that we're around here in the Midwest, and it feels a lot like the Patriots run. You know, I'm going to stay away from the dynasty D word and pound that into submission. But the fact of the matter is, the Kansas City Chief fans, almost to a man and a woman, they it's not that they're bored with winning, but the sizzle is out of it. You know, they go through, you know, their Super Bowl run. They go for three in a row. It doesn't happen. They get absolutely, what were they down? 34-0 last year to the Eagles. What was it? 40-22 final, whatever it was. But that fan base, you know, just got entitled, kind of lackadaisical, and now they're kind of getting their comeuppance to a point. So you look at tonight's game against Jacksonville as kind of a woodshed, kind of a bellwether game. And I think this may sound a little weird. You could almost see a loss tonight to Jacksonville, not a passing of the baton, but that fan base all of a sudden might snap out of this malaise, this entitlement, this expectation. You know, they don't have that sense of urgency. You know, they had the sideshow of Kelce and Swift, and, you know, that had some mileage, that had some traction. That's kind of run its course. So now it comes down to W's and L's. And I'm telling you, I'm almost thinking that the Chief fans need tonight to maybe see their team, you know, get beat and kind of wake them up and say, whoa, what's going on here? So I would look at it that way. And for Jacksonville, you know, at home, Monday night football, you want to see, and Monday night football is not like Sunday night football, but nonetheless, it's a standalone game at prime time, so you have to give it its due there. And so my point is, you could see a situation where Jacksonville treats this game as a real bellwether to the woodshed. Let's go out and get a win. Even though they didn't win it last year, it's still Kansas City. It's still Mahomes. It's still Kelce. It's still Andy Reid. We'll show you type of thing. And look, you've got a, you know, mid-60s coach in Andy Reid. You got Liam Cohen, who, you know, played nondescript college football in Massachusetts. He grew up in one of the smallest states in the Union, Rhode Island. And he's done a hell of a job. He really has. He's one of these coordinators that when he got hired by Jacksonville, you said to yourself, okay, did the owner Khan really do his homework here? You're putting a excellent coordinator into the head coaching chair. Doug Peterson had a nice run after the championship in 2018 with Philly, but it didn't pan out the way he had hoped. And so he gets jettisoned, and now Cohen is fresh meat, fresh blood, I'll give you that. But he comes with that, okay, here we go, nice Cracker Jack coordinator. How is he going to handle the head coaching job? Well, so far he's done a heck of a job. Long way to go. So I see this as kind of a, not a coming out of sorts, but a game that I think Jacksonville will really place a premium on tonight. And in a weird way, I think Kansas City will too, but I think it'll wake up that, you know, that hibernating, entitled kind of we expect to win when it matters most Kansas City Chief fan base. We shall see. All right, some other highlights from the weekend. I don't know what Arizona was thinking. They didn't cross T's and dot I's. There's no doubt about that. That's a bad loss to Tennessee. You have to call it the way you see it. We told you about the Niners. The Denver-Philly game, you know, it just – you know, Philadelphia just absolutely leaves you shaking their head. They're at home. They get out to a 17-0 lead. Or maybe it was 17-7. But anyways, they came back. And at 17-16, or at 17-10, they score. And Sean Payton didn't even hesitate. He sends Bo Nix out there. They go for two. They take the lead, 18-17. Added a field goal, 21-17. And then there was still plenty of time left, and Jalen Hurts marched him down the field, and then the Hail Mary in the end zone fell silent, fell to the turf, and that was it. 21-17, Philadelphia gets their first loss. Now, up I-95, of course, they were on the road in New Orleans, but the Giants, you know, as New York has just been, you know, New York football has been horrible. First of all, you got Aaron Glenn, 0-5. The Jets are awful, and this might be a two-win team, and who knows what they're going to do. But the Giants, and you've got to think Daboll is in, you know, one week it looks like there's some hope, and then the next week, you know, they go down to New Orleans and really got behind in that, got an early lead, but got behind in that game. Jackson Dart, short-lived, basking in the glow of his rookie debut with a win over the Chargers of all people at MetLife, did not sustain. Speaking of the Chargers, Jaden Daniels comes back. The Commanders do a nice job. It just goes to show you how important that position is with that team, how well Quinn is coaching that team. You have to be a fan. I just love the way Washington does what Washington does. They really look good. What else do we have for you in terms of the NFL? I'll give you a quick hit because I know we're up against a break here in a moment, or I'll do it when we come back. But, you know, it was just it was a weird week. That early East Coast window was hard to watch. They're really, I mean, every single game was a blowout. The Colts continue to absolutely demolish people. Dallas in a snoozer. And Baltimore looks like a mess. We're coming right back here on Sports Overnight America. Everyone in the room looks shady. Who done it? Who stole my girl from me?
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
All right, strolling along here, Monday into a Tuesday, Sports Overnight America, great radio stations like WGCH Greenwich, Connecticut. Nice to also hear our weekends in Iowa, Central Iowa, Marshalltown's KFJB. They're doing a nice job out there. Kind of tuned into them over the weekend. Yeah, I made a big deal out of Iowa State, and that was a big mistake because their defense was horrific. They made Cincinnati look like, you know, the Super Bowl-bound Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, this Sorsby, this transfer from Indiana, just absolutely tore them apart. They were averaging like 10, 11 yards a carry in the first half. And you can't dig a hole that big. They just got crushed. Absolutely. What was it, 30-7? And then they come back. They lose the game 38-30. Very deceiving. We shall see. They go to Boulder on Saturday to take on Dion and his Buffaloes. We shall see. All right, let me just go quickly through college. And I asked college football. I asked Dom down the line. You know, Dom, if someone offered you a couple free tickets, you know, you're out there on the West Coast, you know, Berkeley, you could, you know, just get on over to Cal Berkeley, you know, the Cal Golden Bears, and oh, look at this, the powder blue of North Carolina, Coach Belichick. And Dom said, no, doesn't even show up on my radar. What does show up is, and I asked this question almost rhetorically, did North Carolina make a huge mistake in turning the reins of their college football program over to Bill Belichick? Now, the backstory there is there's a lawsuit filed there. The Board of Trustees at UNC Chapel Hill apparently hired Belichick, authorized his exorbitant salary without going through the proper channels. So this is just, to me, you know, I'm going to get on this conspiracy theory, but it's going to backfire too, because it's not Bill Belichick's not going to uphold his part of the deal. And let me explain. If Belichick is mightily successful and the Tar Heels are tearing it up and there's just a real buzz around their program, which, like Duke, it's a basketball school. Whether you could tell me about Lawrence Taylor, you could tell me about Drake May, you could tell me about Ethan Horton back in the, you know, the Lawrence Taylor era. It doesn't matter. Mack Brown had some good teams. Yes. But North Carolina, you know, Michael Jordan, we could go on and on and on. Dean Smith, you know, Bill Guthridge, Roy Williams. I mean, on and on and on we go. North Carolina's a basketball school. So is Duke. You know, Duke's pretty good in football this year. Speaking of Cal, they watched some of that game Saturday night. But here's what you got to know. If Belichick is wildly successful, You think the board of trustees of North Carolina would care about this lawsuit? No, they'd say, "What are you look at this guy's doing? He is single-handedly and with his staff turned this football program around. Now with this disaster unfolding right before our very eyes, I mean, this team is just abysmal. I mean, they are just abysmal." So now that just loads up the rifles, if you will, for the members of the university. And a lot of universities have this same problem. They hate the athletic departments, but then they realize, well, you know what? Oftentimes, like at a school at North Carolina, their basketball program will fund 85% of their athletic budget, or even 75% of their budget. So those non-quote-unquote revenue sports exist because there is that program, which is the heart and the brain of every athletic department at most universities. So you have that situation right there. And so right now, I think North Carolina did make a big mistake. Now, here's the problem, though. For Belichick, he could say, well, you know what? I just took this because I wanted to coach. You know, I got my girlfriend down on the sideline. I run the university, basically. And I've always got the fallback of the NFL. Let me tell you something. You think the Miami Dolphins, do you think Stephen Ross, and even very well could be. You know, Stephen Ross is a Michigan guy. Maybe Brady and Belichick are at a point where, Brady calls Ross. I'm sure he's got him on speed dial and says, hey, who can turn the Dolphins around? That's your guy. I mean, Belichick. Now, don't forget, Brady now is part owner of the Las Vegas Raiders and is very unlikely to perhaps do that. My point is this. Belichick does not have the safety net of even remote, lukewarm interest from the NFL right now. The Belichick brand is at an all-time low. And who would have thunk that descending to the college levels, and it is a move down on two levels. It's a move down just to go to college football, and it's a move down to go to a place like North Carolina. It's not like Belichick's at Alabama. You know, and then Nick Saban left the pros, and yeah, he left Miami, went to Alabama. It's not like Belichick is at Michigan. It's not like he's at Ohio State or Notre Dame. He's at North Carolina. He is boxed in, and he's boxed in 15 wins shy of Don Shula. Now, my question is, will the Belichick brand ever come back? And what would it take to come back? I almost think he has to say, you know what? This wasn't a good idea. I don't really want to do it. He can play the I want to spend more time with my family card. I want to see my daughter coach field hockey at Holy Cross in Worcester, Mass. I want to see my son, even though he's here in North Carolina with me. He's gonna coach. And then cool his heels for 2 years. Belichick is 73 years old. You know, I don't think I'm almost thinking he is not going to get an opportunity at the pro ranks. I really don't think so. I think that ship has possibly sailed and sailed mightily. I mean, Clemson called off the dogs in that game, and it was ugly. Michigan 24-10 over Wisconsin. I bring this up. Is Luke Fickell going to walk the plank? The Badgers draw Iowa this week. It's almost a must-win situation. Wisconsin football, Fickell, of course, Ohio State guy. Obviously, Cincinnati, where he had success, gets the Wisconsin job, and so far not so good. What else did we have? We already talked about Iowa State, Cincinnati. Georgia took care of business against Kentucky. Notre Dame, this was kind of a walk in the park, low emotion game. Notre Dame's gearing up. They got NC State coming up on Saturday, big favorite at home at Notre Dame Stadium. Boise State was that game you had circled because of what happened against Northern Illinois in the past, what has happened when Marshall came into Notre Dame Stadium and picked them off, Air Force picked them off. And so there's always that, you know, there's always that sense that Notre Dame would get caught napping, but they've got a week between the win over Boise State. They got NC State. Then they've got Southern Cal. They've got Southern Cal the 18th. So that'll be an interesting spot and a potential tight spot. Story of the weekend in college football is Penn State. They're 0-2 in the Big Ten. You saw the loss coming a week ago Saturday night against Oregon. You did not see them going out to Pasadena in the Rose Bowl and getting beat by previously winless UCLA, 42-37. Big fourth down stop out of UCLA. Excuse me. Questionable play calling. And James Franklin, they owe him a boatload of money. His contract is rock solid. He's probably not going anywhere, but they are jittery and jumpy in not so happy valley in State College, Pennsylvania. UCLA, of all teams, horrible job. I'll tell you right now, in the ACC, Virginia holds serve. They beat Louisville. They needed overtime to do it. Vanderbilt came out looking really good on Saturday at Tuscaloosa against Alabama, but you could just see the athleticism. Ty Simpson at quarterback, the running backs, tight end, the defense getting after it. Alabama, I'm telling you, folks, they're ranked eighth. They're right up there with the best teams in the country. Their only loss was a head-scratcher to Florida State. Florida State's come back to earth. Florida State is clinging to the top 25. But I'm here to tell you, Alabama, in some polls, they're 10, but I think I've seen them as high as 8th. That is a very, very good team, and I think they're only going to get better. What else did we see? The other shocker is, you know, Belichick's had a bad year, and how bad has it been for Arch Manning? Florida playing desperate. They found inspiration in their desperation. They knew. Billy Napier, the coach, knew. We have to win this game. They played with a sense of urgency. They played really solid football. I watched a ton of that game, and Arch Manning just threw untimely picks, a lot of mistakes. I thought some questionable play calling, just an odd game, but that Florida team came to play in the swamp 29-21 over Texas. And now Texas has got the Red River rivalry on Saturday against Oklahoma. Don't look now. Oklahoma's a top five team. And Mike Griffith and I talked. I told him, I said, I really feel like Texas, if Manning doesn't really, really take hold, that could be a three-loss team. And that's where they're headed right now. Saturday's huge in the Cotton Bowl. All right, we're coming back. We'll do the baseball thing with Omar Vizquel. He does some artwork, too. He's going to join us next year on Sports Overnight America.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
All right, talking the world of sports, media, sports overnight, America, across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Spotify is where we put the podcast, and American Forces Radio around the globe. Let's get him in here, Omar Vizquel, 24 years in the big leagues, coaching, 11-time Gold Glove Award winner, and nice to get him in here. And I think you got a brand new website there, Omar Vizquel, that's OmarVizquel, number13.com, and he joins us. Omar, Marty Terrell, how are you?
Hey, Marty, how are you, man? I'm really excited, down here in Venezuela right now with my family, having a good time and enjoying the playoff. What an excitement we're watching on TV. And it looks like every game brings something different. It brings a lot of excitement, and I'm really happy to watch it on TV.
All right, where I want to start is where you started your career, and that is Seattle. Huge win last night, series tied 1-1. It looked a little shaky there for a while. Where are you right now on the Mariners? Is that series tomorrow will head towards Detroit? Now, these are best of five, Omar. Give me a take on Seattle and Detroit. Let me hear.
Well, Seattle is being one of the most consistent teams during the whole year. I think they have a lot of good players that they can complicate things for Detroit, even though Detroit have a little bit more experience for what they happened last year. And obviously the manager, A.J. Hinch, is one of the best in the business. I think that he can turn things around and play the baseball that everybody's expecting them to play. But Seattle, I think, have a better team. Their pitching has been amazing. The bullpen is great. And I think Seattle is going to advance to the next series.
Yeah, we see these bullpens, in these short series in the first round, wild card round, best of three. We saw Chapman a lot. And we were Munoz last night for Seattle. I mean, he's out there for the second night in a row. That bullpen. And they sent 5 guys to the mound. How much does that disrupt these guys when they know that they, if you threw 35 pitches the night before, that may all be well and good, but we may need you the next night. What does that do to their routine, in your opinion, Omar?
You know what? I think these guys are geared to pitch back-to-back. They know what is on the line right now. They know the team needs them. And Munoz has been a horse. He's been showing that he can throw pitches after pitches and be effective. And I think every guy in the bullpen have the same thing. I'm sure that they go through the lineups, and I'm pretty sure that they say, I am the guy today. If you need me, I can give you an inning or two. And everybody in this kind of situation has to be like that.
Omar Vizquel with us, 11-time Gold Club winner, Venezuelan Hall of Fame, Luis Aparicio, the oldest living Hall of Famer right now at 91 when the Say Hey Kid Willie Mays passed away. And we might have time to talk about little Louie, because I remember I was a Red Sox fan, still am a Red Sox fan. He was special, 2 tours of duty with the White Sox. But I want to stay on point. Where do you go with Toronto? Now, the Yankees, they get down 1 game to the Red Sox. They win 2. Cam Schlitter last Thursday was unbelievable. 12 strikeouts. He allowed, 5 hits, goes 8 innings. You don't see that much anymore. A true gem. And yet then they go north of the border of Toronto and absolutely get bludgeoned. Where are you with the Yankees limping home tomorrow night to the Bronx, Yankee Stadium, Omar?
Well, I don't think the Yankees are going to be able to beat Toronto, to tell you the truth. Even though they have some good pitching, I think the Yankees are a little bit weak in the bullpen. They need help out there. I don't know if they can go. I think the only key for the Yankees is that the starting pitcher can go 7 to 8 innings. And that is the only way that I see the Yankees advancing. Toronto has been a great team. They are also very consistent in their starting rotation. also in the bullpen, and their offense has been amazing. So Vladimir Guerrero, is leading the team. Jimenez is doing a good job. Everybody on the lineup, Kirk, from 1 to 9, they can hurt you. And I think I have the Toronto Blue Jays to go to the World Series this year. They are the best team that I see in the American League, and that's what I see from them.
Yeah, how good? I mean, Vladdy just absolutely crushed one. Guerrero Jr. You know, they're doing this without one of their best hitters, Bichette, too. I'm stunned. I mean, Varsho, some of these other guys, I mean, these aren't household names, but you're right. Top to bottom, that Blue Jay lineup is very, very good, Omar.
He's very good, and you know what? They take very good at-bats. They don't give at-bats away. You know, every at-bat from the 27 and out, they work your ass off, and they have really good pitches to see. They hit the ball hard. They run the bases very good, and I think Toronto is going to the World Series.
All right. Let's get to the National League. I really thought down 3-0. You know, I mean, Schwarber's had a big year. Sanchez looked really sharp, but he ran out of gas. Once they got to the bullpen, once the Dodger lineup got another, went through that second or third cycle, Sanchez came back to earth. Where are you seeing Dodgers-Phillies in that series? That was a big win. Otani didn't get a hit, but, man, he was excellent on the mound. And then, obviously, he turned it around. So let's hear what you have to say about Philly and the Dodgers.
In the beginning of the season, there were two teams that really stick out in the National League. There were the Philadelphia Phillies and the Dodgers LA. These are the two best teams in the National League. I didn't want to see a 5-game series with these two guys, two teams. I wanted to see a 7-game series. But, well, they have to face each other right now. I still believe the Dodgers got everything to go all the way. They're going to go to the World Series in the National League. I believe they have everybody in gear, and the experience that they have last year, that's going to leave a mark. And obviously, they know how to win every little game. The Phillies have a great team, no doubt, but I still believe the Dodgers have a better team offensively. And, you know, if Otani can play the way that he can, Theo Hernandez has been amazing. Kiki Hernandez has been great. This is a team that everybody has to be watching, and I think the Dodgers have it to go all the way.
All right, Omar, you played right into my hand. Why does no one respect the Milwaukee, and I shouldn't say no one, but the Milwaukee Brewers? I mean, best record in baseball, win the division. Very well managed. Murphy's done a great job with that team. Why is Milwaukee kind of flying under the radar screen, if you will?
I don't know. For some reason they have been forgotten, even though that they have the best record in baseball. And like you said, you know, the managing is amazing. They have a very good team with Chorio and all the other guys around the lineup. But for some reason, it's not a team that maybe have two stars that represent them. And I think that's why they're a little bit forgotten on the league. But no doubt, they have a pretty good team. They're going to make things very hard for the Chicago Cubs. And I think even though they're gonna advance to the next series, I think even the Dodgers or the Phillies, whoever advance there, is going to beat them.
Going to be interesting. All right. All right, I want you to talk about your artwork. Outstanding job. You have it looks like a whole new website, omarvizquel13.com. You have done an outstanding job. Talk about your artwork, and you're also still doing clinics working with the young kids in your native Venezuela. Go ahead, let me hear.
That's right, Marty. We're still doing a lot of community work here in Caracas, Venezuela, and around the whole country. We have been doing very good and teaching the kids the fundamentals of the game. It's very important for me to give back to the community here in Venezuela. And the website has been working great. You know, omarvizquel13.com. We came out with the idea to put everything in there, all the community work, the artwork that I've been doing, all the connections that I have down here, making all kind of art. That inside, we're doing a lot of artwork communities too, bringing kids to paint with us and express yourself in the canvas. So, you know, it has been pretty intense this off-season for me, trying to get everybody together on this movement. So very proud of what we have been accomplished, and we're going to continue to do that throughout the year.
Doing a great job. I love the site. How many paintings do you, how many do you get done in a month or two? How long is your, what's the average length? These paintings are unbelievable. They really are, Omar. You are talented.
Well, I work in three and four at the same time because they're oil. They're old paintings, and you got to wait a little bit for them to dry out. So you have to work a little bit in one, and then you jump to another one, and you jump to another one. And at the end of the day, you got three or four paintings going. But it's something that relaxed me a lot. At the end of the day, we show into people and we discuss art. And I think that's what it's all about, man. Just enjoy the time free and that you got and sharing all that information with everybody around.
Well, you're doing a great job. Hey, I mentioned it here at the top of the show, and I was just remembering, you know, great Venezuelan ball players yourself. You're right up there. Luis Aparicio, Omar, what does he still mean to this country? I know the younger kids might not know him, but us guys do. We get up in our 50s and 60s. We remember little Louis, and man, this guy could play, huh? Tell me about Luis Aparicio and what he means to the country.
Well, Louis is a hero not only for the people that play shortstop. He's a hero for everybody that played the game. As you know, he's 90-some years old. He's 92. And he's not able to leave the house right now, but we see him sometimes in videos that they put in the websites or in the media. I'm glad that I get to be one of his best friends. We speak a lot about the game, about baseball, how things start evolving for shortstop, and how the guys now they hit for power. I know that he's recognized for all his stolen base and some of the Gold Gloves that he won. And the way that he played the game, what he represented to the Chicago White Sox when they were there. And, you know, to us, he's just a big guy that we look up to. I'm so happy that I get to meet him, and all the friendship that we have was amazing.
Omar, keep up. We love your analysis on these playoffs. It's always good to connect with you. Omar Vizquel, 24-year career, 11 Gold Gloves, and went some 90 straight games without an error. I mean, just unbelievable fielder. The ball didn't get by shortstop when he played. There's no doubt about that. Omar, have a good night. Enjoy the games. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Marty. I really appreciate it. See you later. See you in the World Series.
Yes, thank you. All right, there you go. Omar Vizquel, and he'll way back in with us here as we follow the playoffs unfold. So if I listened intently, which I was, he's got the Dodgers and Jays in a World Series. I think it'd be interesting. I really do. I think that'd be an interesting series. I remember, of course, 1993, we had the Phillies and the Jays. We all remember Joe Carter's home run off the Wild Thing, Mitch Williams, October 22nd of 1993. Joe Carter, who came up in the Cubs organization, hit that home run in the state. The country of Canada just went nuts. It was something else. All right, we'll come back. A little take me out to the ball game, a little music to serenade us. Great job out of you, Dominic. Come back with a 2-minute drill on Sports Overnight America.
Yeah. Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
All right, down the home stretch. Stay with us throughout the night here with Jeff and Jen. They'll give you all the scores, interviews, highlights, as we'll keep an eye on Jacksonville and Kansas City. College football this weekend, Red River rivalry. You know, I just think it's too quick to jump to a conclusion on Arch Manning. There's a lot of pressure, a lot of jitters. You know, the expectations, and, you know, listen, the name, image, likeness stuff just draws even more, you know, attention and pressure. I mean, he'll make more as a sophomore at Texas than he will in his rookie year in the NFL. Now, that doesn't include endorsements at the NFL because, yeah, he'll get slotted. I mean, he's going to make he's going to be an NFL quarterback. He's a Manning. Jury's still out on what he's going to, how good he's going to be at the college level, how good he's going to be at the pro level. No guarantees, zero guarantees. And you never know the injury factor. Right now, he just seems, well, he's doing what we expected, right? I mean, against UTEP, against Sam Houston State, yeah, you can throw for 400 yards and five touchdowns. But you're not going to do that against Florida. And the Gators, I was really impressed. I really was. I can't wait to hear Mike Griffith tomorrow, Tuesday into a Wednesday, because we're going to go around college football, spend a lot of time on it, and that'll be front and center. But I'm telling you right now, Alabama, to me, is the most impressive team. They just are. They're that one, you know, the season opening loss to Florida State, and that's the difference for them being, you know, one or two in the country as opposed to 8, 9, or 10. simple as that. Dominic Jimenez, so good to have you back. Hope you enjoyed your vacation. Stay with us throughout the night. Great stations like WGCH Greenwich. I always give them a shout-out, too, on that Gold Coast of Connecticut into White Plains and the New York City area. For the whole crew, I'm Marty Terrell. Thanks to Omar Vizquel. Back at it tomorrow, Scott Shea and Mike Griffith will join us. Enjoy your evening. Adios.